plumbers. And I made them stand up, some of them were very doubtful on the mornings, but I think we can say if we spent $600 or $700 million right here in Latin America on underdeveloped schools, on underdeveloped aviation, I think we can spend a little on our own people, our own boys that are there that are going to work. And they're not giving something for nothing. If you make them work for every dime of it, and we take a tax eater that's now his daddy's relief role and make a taxpayer out of it by making him work, and we'll take a part of that check.
Hello?
Secretary McNamara, line O.
Yes, President, we just had word by telephone from Admiral Sharp that the destroyer is under torpedo attack. I think I might get Dean Rusk and Mac Bundy and have them come over here, and we'll go over these retaliatory actions, and then we ought to...
I think you'll agree with that.
And I've got a category here. I'll call it to them.
Now, where are these torpedoes coming from?
Well, we don't know. Presumably from these unidentified craft that I mentioned to you a moment ago. We thought that the unidentified craft might include one PT boat, which has torpedo capability, and two SWAT top boats, which we don't credit with torpedo capability, although they may have it.
What are these planes of ours doing around while they're being attacked?
Well, presumably the planes are attacking the ships. We don't have any word from Sharp on that. The planes would be in the area at the present time, all eight of them.
Okay. Now you get them over there, and then you come over here as soon as you can.
I'll do that, yeah.